This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Cattlemen are keeping up the pressure on lawmakers to complete a new farm bill this year, despite what seems like impossible odds, given Congress's current paralysis over a speaker. Up next, we will hear from Kevin Kester, past president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Why are more people heating their homes with FS propane? Because it's better to work with a company that lives and works in the same community that you do. When it comes to the comfort of your family, trust FS. We have highly trained service professionals who monitor your system for proper operation, safety, and maximum efficiency, so you can be sure that FS propane will leave your family with a good, warm feeling all season long. Contact your local FS propane specialist today. FS propane feels like home. Visit FSpropane.com for more information.
Past president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kevin Kester, was on Capitol Hill recently pressing for a new farm bill, despite big questions surrounding its fate.
Whether the farm bill is going to get passed this year or next year, and just the other political interests that we have for amendments to the farm bill.
Kester told NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast that cattlemen have several priorities they would like to see addressed in the farm bill.
Number one, to get a farm bill passed, but the conservation title with EQIP and CSP conservation programs, it's important to keep the funding up and availability for ranchers. It's very important.
The California rancher says NCBA is also looking to protect the beef checkoff that some groups and lawmakers have tried to kill. Kester says the program is worthwhile.
It works, and it produces a good return for the investment of each dollar spent. And so that $12 to one, roughly, return on the $1 investment is huge. It's increased demand. It's increased our exports.
This comes at a time when farm exports are down, and a new farm bill with improvements for EQIP and other popular programs are in doubt. The 2018 law expired last month, and key farm lawmakers are now predicting a one-year farm bill extension may be needed, especially since next year is an election year. An extension of the current farm bill would continue the current farm policy in the 2018 bill, but would not make updates to reference pricing. For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter that sends those stories to your inbox each day. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.